This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on this Tuesday evening. Thanks so much. In our opening segment, Corey Bender from Gators Online. We talked Florida Georgia football. Also, Dan LaForest, who talked a little NIL relationships, team council and such. So we have everything for you. If you miss anything tonight, we'll have seven interviews, as I said, still to come in the second hour. Head coach Mike Smith from American Heritage Plantation, coach and veteran coach Tim Ice Harris from Booker T. Washington will join us. Just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. And there we are, South Florida High School Sports. This year's been kind of strange as far as high school football. Two hurricanes, several games lightninged out and postponed or canceled. We have that every year. Obviously, and it's been kind of, you know, flying by the seat of your pants for the FHSAA and Craig Damon, the executive director, and certainly they have done a tremendous job adding one more week to this season, kind of adding a little speculation is, could this be the norm? Could they have two bye weeks during the course of a season? Well, we'll answer that now with Craig Damon, the executive director, kind enough to join us this evening. Craig, thanks so much for taking the time and congratulations on charting on the waters that you've been charting this year, because it's not been easy.
And thank you, Larry, for having me on. It's definitely not been easy, but we try to do what's best for our student athletes, our member schools throughout the state.
Yeah, and you know, you heard my opening about maybe the possibility of having two bye weeks, because, you know, especially this time of year, Craig, the last couple of weeks, there's district games. And if you have to play a district game on a Monday and turn around and play it on a Thursday or Friday, it kind of a disadvantage for both teams, you know, as far as not having a full week of rest. Have you considered, I know that you just decided a few weeks ago to extend the season one an extra week, but have you guys thought maybe, you know, to have that? You know, you could still have your kickoff classic, because I know that they generate some revenue. But to take the season and have two bye weeks and extend it to now?
Well, it's definitely something under consideration. I think this year's calendar, the way our first week of the season in July started with the beginning of fall sports, it sort of gave us an extra week this year. So we're looking at the 25 and 26 calendars to see if that same type of scenario will fit within, you know, not going too far into December, where the youngsters get out for Christmas break. Looking at the possibility of bringing something forward to the board that might include two bye weeks in it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it makes sense, because not every year, thank God, that we're not going to have hurricanes like that devastated North Florida and in the Tampa Bay area. But we do have lightning. And a lot of these games, I know in the South Florida area this year, there were as many, a whole week of games was pushed back because of lightning. And certainly that's going to be something, being the lightning capital of the world, that we're going to have every year. But my only concern is not so much making up the non-district games, but when you have to make up district games and you have them two in one week, you're not going to see the best out of the teams. They could have injuries that maybe need the extra day for healing. And I know that you guys have looked into that as well. So far this season, a lot of competition, you know, from the at every level, rural, all the way up through 7A, statewide, panhandle, definitely showing out. Mosley coming in with an undefeated record, certainly North Florida having quite a few teams. The Orlando area, South Florida, strong again. Talk about that, because when you have, you know, from the panhandle all the way down to Homestead area, a lot of programs that are stepping up and making this the entire state and not just pockets of the state that everybody's looking at, colleges. It's got to be a good feeling for you.
It's a great feeling. You know, it just goes to speak about how great football is here in the state of Florida. I feel very solid when I go to our national conventions and even talk about football in the state of Florida, because we do have the best football, you know, in the country. And it's great to see that not just certain sections of the state, but to see the wealth sort of get spread out across our whole state from, again, from the Pensacola all the way down to the Keys, even with, you know, Marathon. Marathon is doing, playing a little bit better this year too as well. So it's great. Yeah. It's a great feeling to see that and see our teams be competitive. I think open enrollment has sort of helped out that, where there is parity sort of, you know, there's not as much, many teams at the top, you sort of seeing every team now with some good players and putting forth some good records. So, again, great feeling to see that. And, you know, we get on to 2 years from now, possibly, and the Open Division comes into place. Very excited about the possibilities and potential that will bring to the state of Florida.
No doubt. Craig Damon joins us, executive director of the FHSAA. And certainly, I mean, football's not the main thing. I mean, you got everything going on this time of year, obviously cross country. You got swimming. You have volleyball championships coming up next week. So you're keeping busy. And I know that, you know, you're partial to football, having coached it and played it, but also you also realize that we have so many other sports that are nationally rated. I mean, in basically all the sports. Talk about that, because I think that's something that, you know, we have a lot of student athletes who are not just football players, but also in other sports that listen to our show as well.
And it shows every year when our athletes go and compete against other states, schools from other states, our athletes excel very well. Talking about our state championships, today we kicked off our bowling championships in Orlando. I think our boys were competing today. Girls will start in the morning with some elimination rounds tomorrow night and finish up on Thursday with our championships. So it is championship season is beginning. I'll leave the house in the morning about 6, headed down to Orlando to watch bowling for a little bit tomorrow. Next week, I think I would trip to Winter Haven because girls volleyball play. Our girls volleyball teams are very competitive. I mean, some of our teams are ranked in the top 10, top 20 in the nation. Swimming also is next weekend, and the following weekend, swimming and cross country. So this end of October, 1st of November, it starts our championship season, and it's quite a few miles on the road, but trying to get out to support all of our sports. You know, being a former football coach, sure, I know football, but the intriguing part of my job now is I've gotten to learn a little bit more about the other sports that I have not coached or maybe have not participated in. And it's always great to see our student athletes, you know, work hard all season long, and the ones that are fortunate enough to make it to the championships, to see the teams compete and participate in championship events, and the ones that are victorious to come out, you know, after all their hard work, able to see the rewards of the work that they put in during the off season and during the season.
No doubt.
To that point.
No doubt. We're going to have you on right before the state championships. I know people down here is excited. You know that fans down here, whether it's 1A or 7A, they'll go see a game. I mean, that's just the way it is. I know they're excited about having it down here. We'll talk more about that maybe in a couple of weeks right before the state championship games. Also, maybe the future. You know the way I feel. I mean, I'm fair. I wish they signed a 99-year deal in Orlando, you know, because it's centrally located. But wherever you got to go to put football, and certainly you made a good choice and a popular choice down here, I know, with a lot of the fans. Craig, I can't thank you enough. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks. We'll talk a little state championship football and some of the other things that I noticed. North Marion had a better year this year.
Yes, they're doing better this year. And Larry, I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, possibly in the Villages and then down at FIU in Miami.
Sounds good. Thanks, Craig. I appreciate you.
All right, you take care.
Craig Damon, the executive director of the FHSAA, joining us, rounding out our number one. Please do not go away. We'll be back in a few.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.